From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Taliban is claiming it carried out two deadly bombings in Afghanistan, one of which killed seven employees of the CIA. That number was confirmed today in a CIA statement. In a separate attack, five Canadians in eastern and southern Afghanistan were also killed. NPR Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has this from Kabul.
The Taliban sent a suicide bomber dressed in an Afghan military uniform inside a heavily fortified U.S. base in the southeastern province of Khost. The base houses a provincial reconstruction team made up of military and civilian workers who help build roads and schools for Afghans. Intelligence agents also work at the base. They are in Khost to, among other things, keep tabs on the Al-Qaeda-linked Haqqani network, which has carried out some of the deadliest terror attacks across the country. In the second attack, further south in Kandahar province, four Canadian soldiers and a Canadian journalist were killed when their armored vehicle struck a roadside bomb planted by the Taliban. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
The United Nations plans to temporarily relocate about 20% of its personnel in Pakistan to safer areas within or outside the country. Spokeswoman Ishrat Rizvi says the UN's decision is based on security concerns. At least 11 UN workers have been killed in attacks in Pakistan this year. Yemen has become central in the government's probe into a foil plot to blow up a Northwest Airlines flight last week. The FBI stepped up its investigation of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula days after the group claimed responsibility for the Christmas Day attack. According to law enforcement and Defense Department sources, the FBI is on the hunt for nearly a dozen former Guantanamo detainees who've joined militant groups in Yemen. The job market is showing more signs of improvement. The Labor Department reports new unemployment claims unexpectedly fell last week by 22,000 to a seasonally adjusted 432,000. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
First-time applications for unemployment haven't been at this level since July 2008. Now, you might be thinking 432,000 people making first-time jobless claims doesn't sound all that encouraging. But even in good times, a couple hundred thousand people will apply for unemployment in a week. Ryan Sweet, a senior economist at Moody'sEconomy.com, says job losses are moderating.
We're heading in the right direction, but we still have a little ways to go. We need to get to between 350 to 400,000 to help stabilize the unemployment rate.
Sweet also warns that this week's number may be deceptively positive because of the way the seasonal adjustments are calculated. While layoffs are trailing off, economists say it could be a while before significant job growth gets going. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Today, shareholders of Marvel Entertainment backed Disney's acquisition of the company. This is NPR News. Mexico is wrapping up 2009 with the worst performing economy in Latin America. NPR's Jason Beaubien has details.
Mexico's economy is expected to shrink by roughly 7% in 2009 as the country was battered by a drop in exports to the United States. Mexico is the U.S.'s third largest trading partner after Canada and China, with some 80% of Mexico's exports going north of the border. The sharp contraction of the economy this year wiped out earlier gains, prompting some analysts here to dub 2000 to 2009 the lost decade for the developing nation. This year, Mexico has also been hard hit by a drop in oil production, a downturn in remittances sent home from migrants working in the U.S., and a fall in tourism. However, analysts say that as the U.S. economy rebounds, Mexico is well positioned for strong economic growth in the new year. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
AT&T is dropping Tiger Woods. In a brief statement today, the communications giant said it was terminating its sponsorship agreement with the professional golfer and wished him well in the future. AT&T didn't say why it cut ties with Woods, but the golfer's admitted infidelity in his marriage has tarnished his nice guy image and sent other sponsors running. Philanthropist Ruth Lilly, the last surviving great-grandchild of pharmaceutical mogul Eli Lilly, has died at the age of 94. A spokesman says Lilly passed away yesterday in Indianapolis. Lilly was married for more than 40 years before it ended in divorce. She had no children. The heiress donated much of her family's more than $1 billion fortune to charities and many other nonprofit organizations. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.